When you win a Nobel Prize, you become a Nobel laureate. The country also has a poet laureate. Many states have poet laureates. And now there is a drag laureate. NPR's Chloe Veltman recently joined the country's first drag laureate on her inaugural public appearance, unfurling a pride flag outside San Francisco City Hall.
Getting Darcy Drollinger ready for her first official appearance as San Francisco Drag Laureate is a production.
I do need to get my nails on, so...
The artist's nightclub owner and newly appointed government official stands in the living room of her San Francisco apartment as two helpers grapple with a set of bejeweled, custom-made artificial nails.
What is that one?
That's a middle finger.
That's a thumb, honey.
Wait, that's a thumb?
Wedged into a pair of white patent stilettos and a tight pink skirt suit, Drollinger eventually steps out of the house and into a very busy week.
I am speaking at the San Francisco Arts Commission. I'm also in the same day speaking at the Entertainment Commission. I'm also going to speak at a high school. I'll be in the parade with the mayor.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city's LGBTQ task force proposed the creation of the drag laureate position around 3 years ago during the darkest days of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The creativity, the joy that a drag laureate brings, because we've been through a really hard time.
In fact, Breed says one of Darcy Drollinger's selling points as a candidate for the job was her track record as a spreader of sparkle. The nightclub owner pivoted during lockdown to create a food delivery service.
Meals on Heels.
Performers in drag from Drollinger's nightclub delivered meals and cocktails to San Francisco residents with a side order of lip syncing.
Come on, you're joining me, right? We're all dancing.
But Mayor Breed says the recent attacks against drag performers, as well as a rise in anti-drag legislation in different parts of the country, now make the appointment of a drag laureate particularly crucial.
In some of those communities where something like this wouldn't be considered acceptable behavior, there's a kid that's thinking, oh my goodness, she's like me. I can be myself without fear.
It's scary right now. The backlash is real.
That's Kylo Freeman. They're the force behind Drag is Divine. The ad campaign aims to raise awareness and funding to help fight anti-drag laws. Freeman says they're excited to see local governments highlight drag culture in such a visible way. In West Hollywood, officials plan to appoint a drag laureate later this month.
I think it's a real step forward to have these roles in place, giving us folks that can speak on behalf of the community at a large scale.
Pull it, there we go.
At San Francisco City Hall, Darcy Drollinger assists the mayor in the traditional unfurling of the pride flag and makes her first official speech.
Drag is activism. Drag is joy. Drag is instrumental to bringing people together. Drag is fabulous.
Afterwards, Drollinger cheerfully admits she's not quite prepared to meet the demands of her new job. For instance, being on one's feet at long-winded civic functions isn't super compatible with the wearing of 3-inch stilettos. But the nation's first ever drag laureate says she's willing to improvise.
Sometimes you have to lip sync to whatever song gets turned on.
Because that's what trailblazers do. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.